Allah Rabbul Izzat has given ilm, knowledge to a human being, through which a human being determines what is right and what is wrong. And the knowledge that has been granted to a Muslim is a knowledge that is totally correct and pure. It is the divine knowledge that was conveyed to the Prophet of Allah so many years ago. And everything that has been mentioned in the Quran or by the blessed person Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true. In Urdu they say patthar par lakeer, patthar par lakeer, it is true. There is no ambiguity in the message that the Prophet has delivered. There is no doubt in that message that has been delivered. The message is clear as crystal. And the objective, the maqasid, the goals of a human being have been mentioned very, very clearly. A sensible human being, a wise person, a capable person is that person that does not focus upon the short profit and the temporary profit and the temporary pleasure. But a wise person, an intelligent person, a capable person looks at all aspects and keeps the broader picture in mind when he makes a decision in his life. He keeps the picture, the broader picture in mind when he does anything. That's why when we study the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, their decisions in life were based upon that concept. They had a very broad picture in front of them, a very clear picture in front of them. The maqasid, the objectives were very clear for them, and based upon that, they made their decisions in life. The life to come, that is a life of eternity, was something that was embedded in the bottom of their heart. It was not on the surface of the heart, it was embedded in the heart. And whatever they did, you could see a glimpse of that belief in their actions. There was a glimpse of that belief in their actions. Nothing could fade them away. Nothing could move them away from that maqsad of life. Because when the Prophet used to say something, they used to listen very, very carefully, believing that these words that are coming from the mouth of the Prophet of Allah are in reality directed and guided by Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the controller of this entire universe, and who will allow the future to unfold as He wills and as He desires. So when a noble person, an intelligent person, because the definition of intelligent nowadays is very different than what Allah says. The Prophet of Allah says the intelligent person is that person that looks at the broader picture and prepares for it. And nowadays, the definition and the ta'rif of an intelligent person is totally different. This aspect that has been mentioned by the Prophet cannot be found in that scripture of definition of intelligence nowadays. It is only one thing, the one that has name, fame and material. So when a person makes a wise decision in this dunya, and he keeps that broader picture in mind and he prepares for it, there are many bounties, numerous bounties that this person will be experiencing at the time of death, in the grave and on the day of reckoning. At the time of death, he will be given the glad tidings, the good news, the bashara, that he has passed. And it has been said that when he is placed in the grave, there is a riwayat from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and that when a noble person is placed in the grave, the angels will ask him those questions that we are very familiar to. مَنْ رَبُّكَ مَنْ نَبِيُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ and وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ. Very simple questions will be posed, and he will reply correctly and positively. And when he replies correctly to these questions that are posed to him by the angels, it will be said to him that you had faith that was not contaminated with shak and doubt. And you lived your life based upon that faith. And you died on that faith. And good news to you, you will be resurrected on that faith. That was pure, that was clean, that was not contaminated and polluted with shak and with doubt. And on the contrary, that person that dies without faith, he will reply incorrectly, and it will be said to him that you died without faith. You died on shak. And you died on shak. You lived on shak, and you will be resurrected on the day of judgment on that same shak, on that doubt. So believing in what Allah has said and what the Prophet has said from the bottom of the heart is very, very important. Nothing can contaminate our iman and our faith. Whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever our tools collect and give to us in relation to knowledge, if it does not conform with Allah and the Rasul, we do not accept it. We can say that our eyes are incorrect. The knowledge that the eye has collected is incorrect. What I am seeing, what I am hearing is incorrect. But what Allah and the Rasul has said can never ever be incorrect. Yaqeen is very, very important. Tanbihul Ghafilin. Abu Layth Samarqandi mentions a story of two people of Bani Israel. One was an abid, very noble, righteous. And one was a fasiq, a sinner. So both died on the same day. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw both of them in a dream. And Allah Rabbul Izzah said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the abid is in the fire of Jahannam. And the fasiq, the sinner, is in Jannah. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he woke up, he was amazed to hear this. Because he knew the abid, that he spent his days and nights in the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the fasiq was not such a noble person. So the decision that Allah has made does not make sense. So he went to the abid's wife, and he said to the abid's wife that, what did your husband do that I do not know about? So the abid's wife says that, you know that he used to pray. He was a noble person. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, I know that, but tell me something else that I do not know. And the wife says, yes, there is one thing that he used to say before he used to go to sleep. Listen to what he used to say. He used to say that if the religion of Moses is correct, then we will experience ease in the life to come. So he had doubt. All the ibadah that he did not avail him, did not come to his rescue. So the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to the fasiq, the sinner's wife, and said that, what did your husband do? She said, I tried to reform him, tried to put him on the right path, but you know his actions. And as the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, no, anything that I do not know? She says, yes. Before he used to go to sleep, every day he used to say, La ilaha illallah, walhamdulillah ala ma ja'a bihi Musa. La ilaha illallah, walhamdulillah ala ma ja'a bihi Musa.